accordance with the tax laws.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Lovely, good afternoon, and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. It's presented, my name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines. Western Province Presidential Campaign Team Coordinator calls on residents to register as voters. Education PS applauds teachers' dedication, champions wellness and unity. In international news, former Kenyan Prime Minister Raila Odinga dies aged 80. And in sports, FIFA admin workshop closes with Buzz President hopeful it will revolutionize club management. And other news in detail. The leadership movement, LM, says the president and the UPND administration is stuck on what to do on the load shedding problem in the nation. LM leader Richard Silumbe says their party has a solution to the load shedding through nuclear power plants and production, which will produce enough power. He has stated that the solar agenda being championed by the New Dawn government and President Hichilema is not for. He was speaking in an interview with One Love Radio News.
Zambians know that load shedding is at the center of the agenda. We need energy, we need power, and leadership movement has provided the solution for it. We need nuclear power production. We are going to bring about modular nuclear power plants to produce enough electricity to solve these problems that we have, like our friend young Ibrahim Traore is doing in Burkina Faso. No wonder taxi drivers and all these bus drivers, they are putting his portrait on their buses because he puts the Burkinabes first. Our government doesn't put the Zambians first, and we are only saving foreigners. They are talking about solar. That is not helping this country. Who uses solar when doing welding? Who uses solar in saloons? And our president is moving around talking about a solar solution for load shedding, which is not tenable.
The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZCSA, has seized 69 boxes of used underwear in Rufunsa District following an operation. ZCSA Communications and Public Relations Manager Brian Hatioka says the seized consignment of used underwear was part of the used textile products, which were recently donated to a named faith-based organization in Rufunsa, contrary to the provisions of the Zambian standards. Inspection and acceptance criteria for used textile products. Mr. Hatioka says as part of the enforcement measures, the agency seized the boxes of used underwear on October 9, 2025, pending disposal as required by the Compulsory Standards Act No. 3 of 2017. He says ZCSA is strongly advising importers, including recipients of donated used textile products, to stop importing used textile products containing used underwear, such as pajamas, bras, tights, camisoles, nightgowns and vests, among others, as such products pose health risks to consumers. He states that the Zambian standard for used textile products prohibits the importation and sale of used textile products containing undergarments. Western Province Presidential Campaign Team Coordinator Max Kasavi has called on Zambians of legal voting age, particularly in Western Province, to register as voters so that in 2026 they actually vote for continuity, inclusivity and unprecedented development. He says by registering to vote for the UPND, it will allow the continuity of the development being rolled out by President Hakainde Hichilema and his New Dawn administration. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Kasavi says all those without or with damaged national registration cards are expected to get new NRCs in order to cast their votes in 2026 for the continuation of free education, increased CDF jobs creation and many social protection programs.
We are calling on Zambians of legal voting age, particularly in Western Province, to register as voters so that in 2026 they actually vote for continuity, inclusivity and unprecedented development being rolled out in all 10 provinces of Zambia by President Hakainde Hichilema's and his New Dawn administration. More so, we expect all those without or with damaged national registration cards to get new NRCs in order to cast their votes for Hakainde Hichilema in 2026 for the continuation of free education, increased CDF, job creation and many social protection programs.
Msanga Hill Member of Parliament Henry Sikazwe has pointed the $1.8 million power plant project and tourism sites initiative in his constituency as major steps to the betterment of all residents. Speaking to the media, Mr. Sikazwe says when UPND won, the first thing was to bring security posts in the district through constructing the police post, which is a story that has come to life. Mr. Sikazwe says the Minister of Home Affairs gave them security personnel, which opened up investment. He, however, says they had some struggles with some companies which came from Europe who wanted to put up a 5 megawatts power generation but managed to talk to some companies within Africa. He stated that so far they managed to set up a plant for gold, which covers about $1.2 million investment in Nsenga constituency.
We have done all these things to open up our district. You know, Senga Hill constituents or Senga Hill district, it's a place where you can see the sunrise and you see the sunset at the same time. Now, we have been appealing to the Minister of Tourism to consider investing in Senga Hill in terms of publicity, you know, information, so that our people within and abroad can have time to visit Senga Hill. You know, the weather in Senga Hill is very, very good. You know, you can compare of that of Cape Town.
The Ministry of Education has commended teachers across the country for their unwavering commitment to shaping minds, building futures and driving national development. Speaking ahead of the close of the 2025 academic year, Permanent Secretary for Education Services Kelvin Mambwe has expressed heartfelt appreciation for the tireless efforts of educators nationwide. Dr. Mambwe reiterated government's recognition of teachers' contributions, stating that the ministry honors their dedication and resilience. He also acknowledged the vital role of partnerships with organizations and communities that continue to strengthen the ministry's mission of delivering quality education, skills and knowledge to every citizen.
To mark World Teachers Day, Lusaka teachers came together in a vibrant celebration of wellness, a 10-kilometer run, 5-kilometer walk and energizing aerobics, organized in collaboration with Tuasport Entertainment. Our Minister, Honorable Douglas Yakalima, led by example, joining the 5-kilometer walk and championing teacher wellness. Now, the baton passes to the copper belt. On 6th December 2025, Kitwe will host the Copper Teacher Run and Educational Expo, a powerful moment to close the year with energy, unity and purpose.
2026 presidential aspiring candidate Brian Mondebele has called for the suspension of the Constitutional Amendment Bill 7 process, stating a lack of adequate time to undertake the process before the 2026 general elections. Speaking during a press briefing, Mr. Mondebele says the Constitution Amendment Bill 7 lacks the credibility it needs for it to be adopted into law, as it has not gone through adequate deliberations by stakeholders. He has questioned the credibility of the appointed technical committee to deliberate the process, citing that some of the members of the committee are known to be aligned to the ruling United Party for National Development government, and as such, they may not be the right fit to sit on the committee.
Any constitutional reform effort should be one that reflects the aspirations and will of the the Zambian people, and not one driven more by political expedience and self-interest on part of government of the day, rather than by a genuine desire to deliver a more transparent